Hello, my name is Jasmine. I hope you're all doing well today. I want to tell you a story so special to me that even now, it makes my heart beat faster every time I think about it. It's not just any story, it's my love story. And trust me, it's real, straight from my heart. I hope you'll listen to it until the very end, because I promise. It's worth it. It all began when I was 20 years old. I met a tall, handsome boy named Jackson. He was 22 at the time, and let me tell you, the moment I saw him, I couldn't look away. He had this confident charm, a perfect beard that made him look rugged yet kind, and eyes so deep that they could pull you into another world. I thought to myself, this man looks like he stepped right out of a dream. Our first meeting was casual, nothing extraordinary. We met at a mutual friend's gathering. I remember standing in a corner, feeling a little shy, when Jackson walked up to me with the warmest smile. "Hi, I'm Jackson," he said, his voice smooth and comforting. We started talking. And within minutes, it felt like I'd known him forever. That night, we didn't exchange numbers or anything, but fate had other plans. A week later, we bumped into each other at a coffee shop. He waved at me, and before I knew it, we were sitting at the same table, talking for hours. That was the start of something beautiful. We became friends. But not just any friends. We became the kind of friends who could talk about everything under the sun. He made me laugh so much that my cheeks would hurt. His sense of humor was unmatched, and he had this way of making even the most ordinary moments feel special. Then, something started to change. It wasn't just friendship anymore. I began noticing the little things about him. How his eyes crinkled when he smiled. How he always made sure I was comfortable. How he looked at me like I was the only person in the room. And then it hit me. I liked him. What I didn't know was that Jackson felt the same way. One evening, while we were walking in the park, he stopped, looked at me, and said, "Jasmine, I need to tell you something. I think I'm falling for you." My heart raced. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. "I feel the same way," I whispered. And in that moment, everything changed. We started dating, and those were the happiest days of my life. We did everything together. Watching movies, binge-watching TV shows, dancing like no one was watching, and laughing until our stomachs hurt. One of my favorite memories is from our first date. Jackson took me to a cozy little restaurant. After dinner, we walked by the beach, and he held my hand for the first time. The way he looked at me under the moonlight, it was like I was the most important person in his world. Jackson was perfect in every way. He wasn't just handsome. He was kind, thoughtful, and funny. He had a way of making me feel loved every single day. He would call me pretty girl and leave little notes for me like, "You're my sunshine," or "I'm so lucky to have you." One evening, while we were sitting in his car, he turned to me and said, "Jasmine, I want to marry you someday. I want us to have kids, a house filled with love, and a life where we grow old together." Those words stayed with me. I started imagining a future with him, waking up beside him, celebrating birthdays, traveling the world. and building a family. For his birthday, I wanted to do something unforgettable. Jackson loved surprises, so I decided to get a tattoo of his name on my hand. It wasn't an easy decision, but I wanted to show him how much he meant to me. When I revealed the tattoo to him, his reaction was priceless. His eyes filled with tears, and he held my hand gently. "You're the best woman in the world," he said, pulling me into a hug. "I don't know what I did to deserve you." Life felt perfect. Every moment with Jackson was like living in a dream. Whether we were going on adventures or just sitting at home watching TV, everything felt magical because we had each other. But like every love story, there's more to this one. There's a twist, a moment that changed everything. Growing up, my father always used to say, "One day, a prince will come into your life. He'll take care of you, love you, and treat you like a princess." I believed him. And when I met Jackson, I thought to myself, "Wow, maybe this is him. Maybe my prince has finally arrived." Everything felt perfect. Jackson and I were so deeply in love that it felt like nothing could ever go wrong. I told my parents about him, and they were so happy for me. They wanted to meet him, and when they did, they adored him. My father, especially, was so fond of Jackson. He said to me, "Jasmine, this boy is different. He has a good heart. You've chosen well." Jackson and I started talking about marriage. We both wanted to spend our lives together. One day, he told me, "I want to go visit my parents. I need to tell them about us. They live in another country, and I want them to know how much I love you. When I come back, we'll start planning our wedding." I was so excited. We talked about our future, our dreams, and the life we wanted to build together. The day he was leaving, he hugged me tightly and said, "Wait for me, my to-be wife. I'll be back soon." I smiled and said, "Come back quickly. I'll be waiting for you." But he never came back. Yes, you heard me right. He never came back. It was a normal afternoon when I got a call from a number I didn't recognize. I picked up the phone, and the voice on the other side said, "This is the police station. Are you Jasmine? We have some news about Jackson." My heart stopped. My hands started shaking. I could barely breathe. "Yes," I whispered. They told me there had been an accident. Jackson was no longer alive. I dropped the phone. I couldn't move. I couldn't think. My father came running when he saw me collapse to the floor. I was screaming, crying, and begging God to tell me it wasn't true. My father picked up the phone, and when he confirmed the news, he just held me while I cried. It was the worst day of my life. I locked myself in my room for days. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. All I could do was cry. I kept asking, "Why me? Why him? Why did this happen to us?" The emptiness in my heart and stomach was unbearable. It felt like my soul had been ripped apart. I would lie in bed, staring at the ceiling, replaying every moment we had together. His laugh, his smile, the way he called me "pretty girl," it all haunted me. My parents tried their best to comfort me, but nothing helped. My father, the man who always had words of wisdom, sat silently by my side because even he didn't know what to say. One day, my mother found me sitting on the floor of my room, holding a picture of Jackson. She said, "Jasmine, you need help. You can't keep living like this. They took me to see a doctor, and I was diagnosed with depression. I started therapy, but it wasn't easy. How do you heal when the person you love more than anything is gone forever? There were nights when I would sit by the window, looking at the stars, and cry until I couldn't cry anymore. I would ask God, 'Why did you do this to me? What did I do to deserve this? My life is over. My dreams are gone. What's the point of living now?' Every little thing reminded me of Jackson. The coffee shop where we first met. The park where he told me he loved me. The tattoo of his name on my hand. It was all too much. The pain was unbearable. But slowly, with time, therapy, and the support of my family, I began to take small steps forward. It wasn't easy. Every day felt like a battle, but I kept going because I knew Jackson wouldn't have wanted me to give up. I'm 30 years old. On the outside, I look like I've moved on. I have a good life. I work hard. I have my family by my side, and I'm healthy. But on the inside, there's a part of me that feels like it will always belong to Jackson. After years of therapy and support from my parents, I've recovered enough to live again. But I'll be honest with you, I'm scared. I'm scared to love someone else. I'm scared to let someone into my heart the way I let Jackson in. You see, Jackson wasn't just a man I loved. He was my best friend, my partner, my dream. He promised me he'd come back. He promised me we'd build a life together, get married, and grow old side by side. And I believed him. I trusted him. But he never returned. It's been 10 years. And sometimes, I still hear his voice. Sometimes, I close my eyes, and it feels like he's still here. And then I open them, and reality hits me. He's gone. My parents, bless their hearts, tell me, "Jasmine, you should find someone else. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be loved." But how do I explain to them that it's not that simple? How do I explain that the fear of losing someone again is stronger than my desire to fall in love? I've tried. I've tried to open my heart to the idea of dating again. But every time, something stops me. It's like there's a wall around my heart. And no matter how much I try to break it down, it won't budge. And then there's this thought that keeps haunting me. Jackson promised me he'd come back. He told me to wait for him. But he never returned. He lied to me. I know it's not his fault. I know he didn't choose to leave me. But a part of me still feels betrayed. Why do people make promises they can't keep? Why do they say things like, "I'll love you forever," when forever can be taken away in an instant? I've asked myself this question so many times. Should I try again? Should I give love another chance? But every time I think about it, I feel this deep emptiness in my heart. This fear that if I love again, I might lose again. So now, I'm asking you, what do you think? Should I let myself love again? Should I try to find happiness with someone else? Or should I keep holding on to Jackson, even if he's no longer here? Life has taught me some hard lessons. It's taught me that love is beautiful, but it's also fragile. It's taught me that promises are powerful, but they can be broken. And it's taught me that sometimes, no matter how much we plan or dream, life has its own way of unfolding. But here's what I've learned most of all. Even though Jackson is gone, his love shaped me into the person I am today. It taught me to cherish every moment, to value the people I love, and to never take anything for granted. I'm sharing this with you because I want to hear from you. What would you do if you were in my place? Would you try to move on? Or would you hold on to the memory of the one you lost? Please tell me in the comments. I really want to know what you think. Maybe your words will help me take the next step in my life. Thank you for listening to my story. It wasn't easy to share, but I hope it touched your heart. And if you've ever lost someone you loved, I hope this story reminds you that you're not alone. Love is the most beautiful gift we can give and receive, but it's not without its pain. Losing someone doesn't mean losing the love they gave you. That love stays with you, shapes you, and becomes a part of who you are. But life goes on, and sometimes the bravest thing we can do is open our hearts again. Thank you for being a part of my journey.